in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
It is now 11 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up is Flat Baroque. Thank you for joining us. Hello, everyone. You're now listening to another episode of Flat Baroque. I'm your host, Dida Jansen, and today we are presenting here at CFRC 101.9 FM Puccini's La Bohème, as performed by the Berliner Philharmoniker in 1973, featuring the voice talents of Mirella Freni, Luciano Pavarotti, Elizabeth Harwood, Rolando Panari, Nikolai Girouov, Gianni Maffeo, and conducted by Herbert von Karajan. La Bohème, an opera in four acts, was composed by Giacomo Puccini somewhere between 1893 and 1895 to an Italian libretto by Luigi Illica with Giuseppe Giacosa. And it's based on the book by Henri Murger entitled Saint de la Vie de Bohème from 1851. And the story is set in Paris around 1830, showing the bohemian lifestyle of a poor seamstress and her artist friends. The world premiere of La Bohème was in fact in Turin in February of 1896 at the Teatro Regio, and it has become part of the standard Italian opera repertory and is one of the most frequently performed operas worldwide. And Bohème comes with a large cast of characters. We have Rodolfo, a poet sung by a tenor, Mimi, a seamstress, a soprano, Marcello, a painter, who is a baritone, Musetta, a singer, soprano, Chonard, a musician on baritone, Colline, a philosopher on bass. We also have Benoit, their landlord on bass, Alcindoro, a state councillor on bass, Parpignol, a toy vendor on tenor, and a customs sergeant on bass. Of course, there are also other cast members in the background, including students, working girls, townsfolk, shopkeepers, street vendors, soldiers, waiters, and children. And we're now entering Act One, where we find ourselves in the Latin Quarter of Paris on Christmas Eve in 1830. And we find ourselves in the Latin Quarter garret of the near-destitute artist Marcello and the poet Rodolfo, trying to keep warm on Christmas Eve by feeding their stove with pages from Rodolfo's latest drama. And they're soon joined by their roommates, Colline, a philosopher, and Chonard, a musician, who brings food and fuel and funds he has collected from an eccentric nobleman. And while they celebrate their unexpected fortune, the landlord, Benoit, comes to collect the rent. And after getting the older man drunk, the friends urge him to tell of his flirtations and then throw him out in mock indignation at his infidelity towards his wife. As the others depart to revel at the Café Momu, Rodolfo remains behind to finish an article promising to join them later. Then there is another knock at the door, and the visitor is Mimi, a very pretty neighbor whose candle has gone out in the stairwell. And as she enters the room, she suddenly feels faint. Rodolfo gives her a sip of wine and then helps her to the door and relights her candle. Mimi realizes that she has also lost her key when she fainted, and as the two search for it, both candles go out. Rodolfo finds the key and slips it in his pocket. In the moonlight, he takes Mimi's hand and tells her about his dreams. She recounts her life alone in a lofty garret, embroidering flowers and waiting for the spring. Rodolfo's friend calls from outside, telling him to join. He responds that he is not alone and will be along shortly. Happy to have found each other, Mimi and Rodolfo leave arm in arm for the cafe. And here we are now at Act One, La Bohème.
Questo mar rosso mi ammollisce a sfida. Come se addosso mi piovesse in stella. Per vendicare a mia foto un faraone. Che fai?
Venga, sigari! Ha visto, ora via, nostra compagnia. Dica quanta mia, cara signor Benoit.
E gli anni, per carità,
su e giù la nostra età.
Di più, molto di più.
Ha detto su e giù. L'altra sera al villancolto, in peccato d'amore.
Io?
Alma mia, l'altra sera l'incolto. Seduttore!
Riccone!
Una quercia, un cannone!
L'uomo buon gusto!
Il triarizzuto e fulgro! Ai dondolo, martillo e pentoluto!
Son vecchio, ma robusto! E uno sbago quante donnette allegra e un po' non di una balena al mondo sottondo dalla piena ma magra magra no quello le donne magre son gratta capi e spesso sopra capi e son piene di doglie per esempio
chi?
Gli amori.
Sono in vena.
fiera. Scusi. Una donna. Ora come faccio così? Che viso da malata. Si sente meglio?
Sì.
Qui c'è tanto freddo, sedda vicino al fuoco. Aspetti un po' di vino.
Grazie.
A lei.
Poco, poco.
Così.
Grazie.
Che bella bambina.
Ora permetta che accenda il lume tutto passato.
Tanta fretta.
Thank you. son.
Chi son?
Son un poeta. Che cosa faccio?
Scrivo e come vivo.
Thank you.
Scrivo ancora tre righe a volo.
Chi son?
Amici. Non son solo, siamo in due. Andate da Mnustete, il posto ci saremo a posto.
Confusa la battaglia. al ritorno
curiosa
dammi il braccio mia piccina
And welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM's presentation of La Boheme right here on Flat Baroque. I'm Dinah Jansen. We are now entering Act 2, and amid the shouts of street hawkers near the Café Momu in the Latin Quarter of Paris, Rodolfo buys Mimi a bonnet and introduces her to his friends. They all sit down and order supper. The toy vendor, Parpignol, passes by besieged by children. Marcello's former sweetheart, Musetta, makes a noisy entrance on the arm of an elderly but wealthy Alcindoro. And the ensuing tumult reaches its peak when, trying to gain Marcello's attention, she loudly sings the praises of her own popularity. Sending Alcindoro away to buy her a new pair of shoes, Musetta finally falls into Marcello's arms. And at this point, soldiers march by the cafe, and the Bohemians get up and start following down the street, and a returning Alcindoro finds that they've all diner-dashed him, and he is presented with the check. So here we are now at Act 2, La Boheme.
Thank you. presente.
Eccoci qui. Questa è Mimì, Gaia Fioraia, il suo avvenire completa, la bella compagnia. Perché? Perché sono il poeta e sarà dal mio cervello sono i canti, l'alba sua lingua sbracciano i fiori, dall'anima esultanti sbocciano l'amore, sbocciano l'amore.
Io che concetti rari ingrediazzi necessit, io non può che ora cessit.
E tu, Mimì, che vuoi?
La crina.
E gran sfarzo, c'è una dama. Signorina Mimì, che d'onora fatto di suor Rodolfo.
Una cuffietta mi zitta il parroso rito manco, e mi da pelli bruni mi si corre, da tutto tempo di cuffietta e voso d'esio, ma mi da
Thank you.
conservatevi al tu per tu.
Non farmi il parto.
Il vizio sbomperò
con la casta Susanna.
E col ben vestita.
Gli angeli vanno lunghi.
La conosce che è.
Domandatelo a me. Il suo nome Musetta.
Marcello
cognome tentazione. Per sua vocazione fa la rosa dei re. E diremmo da sedenti davanti e d'amore.
Tutti un uomo.
E come la civetta.
Senza
passeggiare. Senza sanguinario. Il suo gito ordinario.
Musetta d'amore. Questo miracolo.
Angeli core. Per questo io non ne ho più.
I'm Jeannie Patel-Thompson, and around and out, finally have a bowel movement. I don't know of a single because, you know, your bed or your sofa, and again, the knees are up, the heel of your hand, and down, and then, of course, the right quadrant of your hand. For yourself, of course, you're like, let's say you've got some stool stuck, and you've got to break up the blockage, okay? Maybe you have a stricture that keeps the stool from moving through. And over to the left side, maybe you want to switch hands, and then you're digging in and you're pushing in the colon, and we'll move the gas around so you may...
Scurrì, mi avvide, 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 non di l'amor
c'è luce
la fraschetta l'abbandonò
chissà mai quel che avverrà
per poi darsi a miglior vita
non vuol cercare saggio non mi insimil briga
perché che ci
ha colline in popperà Siamo l'ultima scena.
Il conto così presto.
La richiesta. Vediamo. Caro, fuori denaro, colline. Rodolfo, tu, Marcello!
Non si avrà asciutto!
Come?
Ho 30 soldi in tutto!
Come? Non c'è più! Ma il mio tesoro qui!
listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
What came first? The music or the misery? People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos, that some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss.
Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. right here at CFRC 101.9 FM for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared, for sad and happy new and vintage new wave, punk, post-punk, indie pop, and electronic beats. Hit us up on Instagram at CFRC Music or our website at CFRC for song requests. See you there.
Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?